From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Go to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett.
Taking it easy, it's a lazy day.
It's a lazy day.
And now here's a guy who's fat that when he gets undressed, it looks like the unveiling of Boulder Dam.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good one you stuck up there. I like that one.
Thank you.
Joe, we had fun last night, didn't we?
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
that some dinner party, boy? That was a good one.
Oh, it sure was, Smiley.
Yeah.
But, you know, you embarrassed me just a little.
I did?
Yeah, eating with your fingers the way you did.
Well, just let me tell you something, Joe. If food ain't clean enough to pick up with your fingers, it ain't fit to eat nohow.
Say, Smiley, were any of your ancestors on the stage or in the movies?
No, but my uncle was the star in a big act back home one time, only the platform fell out from under him.
Did he fall far?
Oh, no, he had a rope around his neck.
Say, how far back do you trace your ancestors,
well,
anyway?
Well, Joe, that uncle I just mentioned, they traced him all the way back to Kentucky before they got him, I remember that. It cost me $5,000 to have my family tree looked up.
Wow, boy, that's a lot of money.
Well, actually, it only cost $2,000 to have it looked up. It cost me $3,000 to make them shut up after they'd found out all of it.
And now here she is, Sweet Georgia Brown, and I still get a thrill.
Because I still get a thrill thinking of you. And I still feel your lips kissing me too.
Packers, them football players.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir. They want me to do some aerial work on their football team next summer.
Aerial work?
Yeah.
What do you mean aerial work?
Blowing up the football.
Oh,
doggy, that's a good one. Say, folks, don't go away now. No, sir, we got an important message from our sponsor, and I want you to listen for sure. A request, but I sing anyhow. And I was certainly surprised to get a letter in the mail the other day that somebody'd heard that little poem about the Model T Ford, and, well, I guess that Paul didn't hear it or something. He used to have a Model T Ford, so for Paul, whoever your Paul is, and the lady that wrote the nice letter, I'm a-fixing to do the poem about the Model T Ford again. Boys, music. You read quite often and you hear it said that today is the age of speed. With rocket ships and atom bombs, things do move fast indeed. The pilots say the flying jets perform like sailing clouds. But there's no sensation of going fast, no noise, no engines loud. So what advantage has this speed? Of course, you do get there first. But where is the satisfaction if for thrills you've acquired a thirst? Give me the days of the Model T with the top laid down behind. When you left the barn in a roaring flash and there was no flying blind. With the windshield down and the wind in your hair and the dust most making you cry, the neighbors would fly to their front room doors when I went a-tearing by. To go up a hill was a little tough, changing feet on a clutch clean to the floor. The thrill of speed is yet to come, but you heard them engines roar. Then soon you hit the highest spot and started down the hill. No power dive could equal that. Now there you got a thrill. With chickens a-flying on both sides of the road and you're nearly out of breath. One hand on the wheel and a-holding your hat, just frankly scared to death. Now them was the days you'll never forget. Sometimes I wished I could be a-riding again at a fast 20 per at the wheel of an old Model T. Well, sir, that brings back fond memories. Yes, sir, old friends and Model Ts, they all go together. Speaking of old friends, one of my oldest and closest friends here in town is old Eddie Dean. And Eddie's right here on the program with us today. Hi, chum, how are you?
How you doing, Smiley? I'm not a Model T, though.
You mean I dated you a little bit when I
dated you a little bit there.
Well, I wouldn't do it for the world. And I'm just not going to mess around with too much lip music here because I happen to know, Eddie, that you're going to sing a song called Angry Words, and I'm anxious to get you started on it.
Wonderful. It's a beautiful
song. Play the music for him, boys.
Angry words can break a happy heart. Angry words can tear a love apart. Things we've said that hurt each other so. Thank you.
book I'm taking home with me.
That's a big one.
That's a law book.
Yes.
Say, do you know what a feller gets for bigamy in Texas?
I have any idea, Smiley.
Two mother-in-laws. Oh, you took that in hook, line, and sinker, didn't you? Well, sir, folks, we've had fun, haven't we?
Yes,
we have. And until we see you again, folks, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood. ¶¶